also have a box for all of the print stuff has sent, or all the stuff Print sent me. It's empty.
We all have boxes that of stuff that Print sent, and mine's empty too. Hey, hey, what is up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. We're so happy to be here today and so happy that you could join us all live on the live stream. We are back. Amanda is back from being in the clutches of some virus going around, which I feel like everybody around me has gotten this, like, bug.
Porcelain throne.
Yeah. that kind of virus.
Yeah. I'll leave it there.
Leave it there. But I'm so happy to have you back, Amanda.
Because it feels good to be back.
You know, if anybody watched the last week's live, it was like, you know, Amanda had hit me up early, said she wasn't doing well, and I was like, all right, but let me go on. Let me you know, go on with the show. So we moved this week's theme to this or last week's theme to this week.
Yeah.
And I just did I went on and just talked about records that were turning 40. So it was very impromptu. So for those of you that watched the live last week and watched the on-demand version, I appreciate you. And hopefully, you know, it was somewhat mildly entertaining for all of you out there. But hey, if this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, once again, we are so happy to have you here. How the show normally works is Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other every week that we don't think the others heard before. And those songs are chosen based on themes that are chosen by spinning the wheel of themes at the end of every single show. That's right. We spin that wheel, and whatever it lands on sets up the theme for next week. And then Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other based on those themes. And we hope that the other hasn't heard before because, you know, that's what makes it kind of fun. We then rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire.
Get out of here.
Terrible. It's a terrible song. Our friendship may be over because you sent that to me type of song. All the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly music to our ears, going on the eternity playlist, desert island playlist. That's right. You know,
that's right.
The song that just can't leave your head, something that you just love, you like. And speaking of which, songs that can't leave your head, well, that happens to be this week's theme. And Amanda, you know, I don't think there's a shortage of songs. I mean, you seem to sing a lot of the same songs. Like, you have a lot of songs that don't leave your head.
I do. And so this was oddly easy, yet oddly hard. Mm-hmm. Because you realize how many earworm songs there really are out there. And I was trying to establish earworm songs that just weren't personal ones for me, but ones that the world would also define as an earworm. So I think my list did that this week. We will see if you agree.
Yeah, I think your list was pretty solid, actually. I mean, it was funny listening to some of those songs because, you know, that's the other thing with, I think, some of those earworm songs, right? You hear them incessantly. They get stuck in your head forever, and then they kind of go away.
Yeah.
And then you hear it again, like whether a friend sends it to you, you hear it on TikTok, which has been like a big one for me. I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't heard a song so long, and now it's stuck there. Or a song or a movie. I mean, a show or a movie brings it back. So there's a lot of things that happen with a lot of these earworm songs that, like, they come back onto your radar and then they're stuck with you again for, you know, whatever amount of time. And when I was putting my songs together for you, I tried to kind of hit like some stuff that you wouldn't think that maybe would be in my head or songs that got stuck in my head. But then also wanted to have some fun with it too. And I'll talk about the one song, which I'm pretty sure you were probably like, what is this Chris Vaglio? I can imagine you're right. Chris Vaglio, what is this?
What? Yet, did it define what an earworm song is? I have to say, spoiler alert, it did. And, you know, I will clarify, when we say earworm, it does not equal bad song. Earworms can be wonderful, great hit songs that are just so catchy that you just find yourself consistently singing it over and over and over. Like Taylor Swift, because I'm such a TikTok person.
Yeah.
I see so many of the videos that it's like, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. That's as far as I get. I don't even sing the rest of the song, but I sing that. I hum that. And Marcus and Owen are constantly saying, you really love Taylor Swift. I don't. I don't dislike her, but I don't love her music. I don't even listen to it. But here I am making meatballs and going, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Although that could be a good tagline for me.
Right. That's hilarious. Yeah, I know that song for sure. Hi, it's me. That's a song that that one part, and that's too. I would think a lot with TikTok, right? Like, so many these songs, like you only focus on like that 15 to 30 seconds of the song, and it's hilarious because a lot of times too, like some of these, I've seen videos of these artists and they play. You know, it kind of got big on TikTok and like everybody just wants to hear that one part of the one song. Yeah. And then you see the place like empty seconds. Out, like everybody just leaves. Like, and I'm like, what is going on?
So true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. So it's this should be a really fun show. I'm really excited. And so, hey, let us know for everybody if you're playing along with us. Let us know what you think of some of the songs we're talking about. Throw your ratings into the chat. And also let us know what songs get stuck in your head. What are those earworm songs, songs that you can't get rid of when you hear them? You just need to hear them once, and boom, you're like, oh my gosh, this is now stuck in my head for like a week or more. Mm-hmm. So let us know in the chat. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you're checking this out on demand, let us know in the comments below. Of course, we always love to hear from everybody who watches the show afterwards. We know that everybody can catch us live. Right. And of course, you can always catch us on the go wherever you get podcasts. All right, Amanda, let's jump into this today.
Let's do it.
Where we start? Who's going first? Because I think both of our first songs are kind of good.
I think they're both kind of good. And I'd like you to go first. However, we traditionally talk a little bit about the song first and then cue up a little bit. Yes. I would like to entertain the suggestion of we play a little bit first, get that earworm stuck in people's heads. Okay. And then talk about it because I really think people need to know. Let's torture them a little. Let's just, let's play with them.
So, all right. So switching things up a little bit here. I like that. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to do your first song, which is, of course, the one song that I think got it stuck in everybody's head, even though it wasn't even in the movie, but turned out to be the biggest movie of the summer, which is the Barbie movie. And we're talking about Barbie Girl by Aqua. So, in case you've never heard this song, here's a little bit of Barbie Girl by Aqua.
We are rolling the rock off of you if you've never heard this song.
That's right.
So again, jump in. I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
So, if you'd never heard this song before, you're welcome. Aqua, Barbie Girl. This is definitely an earworm song. And this was released in 1997. I remember when this came out for the first time. And yeah, this was a song that was everywhere. I mean, you definitely heard this. And the minute you heard it, you just got that whole, like, I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, you're immediately in a bopping.
Barbie world. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, that part of that song, the hook is just crazy. And I fully expected. Now, I know there was a Barbie song in the movie. I watched the movie. I saw Barbie. So let us know, too. Did you see the Barbie movie? Did you like it? Did you not like it? I saw the Barbie movie. And there's a song called Barbie World by Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice that's in the song. And they do sample Barbie Girl, though, in that song. So I guess you can say the song was in the movie.
Made an appearance. Sure.
But not like the full, and everybody expected this to be in the movie. And they did use it in the trailer, actually, but they didn't actually throw it in the movie. So it was a little like, how does this not make the movie? But when you do the deep dive, when you do the dig, and you realize that Mattel actually sued the band and the record label for this song, and they went into a big, ugly legal battle over the song.
Sure
and
did.
And still, to this day, there's a lot of raw feelings between the band, the label, and Mattel over this song, which is why, ultimately, it was not featured in the movie, because there's just a lot going on with this song. So, from a legal standpoint.
And I mean, when you're talking about Barbie is this iconic thing. So are you using Barbie or are you talking about Barbie? It's kind of what the court case came down to. So it was freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. But I guess I think they were suing each other.
Yeah, well, they did. They did. Well, once Mattel sued them, they went through the whole thing. Then they countersued for like defamation of character, you know, because they were like, well, you're saying all these things about us and the band and all this. But they were both thrown out. Well, they won the court case on freedom of speech, but the defamation suit was thrown out. And they just didn't like it because they felt like that. So Mattel was saying that they sued the band, saying that they violated the Barbie trademark and turned Barbie into a sex object, referring to her as a blonde bimbo. And Aqua claimed that Mattel injected their own meanings into the song lyrics. And in 2002, so this song was released in 97, and this lawsuit was going on. So in 2002, a judge ruled the song was protected as free speech under the First Amendment, and then threw out the defamation lawsuit filed against Mattel. But I thought this was funny. The judge said in the ruling that both parties need to chill. That was actually in the ruling, and the case was dismissed. This song peaked on the American charts, by the way. So this was number 7 on the U.S. Hot 100, the Billboard, and charted number 1 in the U.K., actually. Blender Magazine, ironically enough, rated this 33rd worst song ever in its 2004 article, Run for Your Life, It's the 50 Worst Songs, and its section entitled Scandawegian Pedo Pop Alert. That was the section they called it. Wow. They suggest that perhaps the gambit sounded acceptable in a helium-huffing singer Lena Nystrom's native Norwegian, but in English, it's just plain wrong. So, wow. There was a lot going on with this song, but I will tell you for one thing in particular is that the song is definitely an earworm. So it checks the boxes in my ears of an earworm song that you can't get rid of. And it's a fun song. I mean, but at the end of the day, if you really listen to the lyrics, I mean, they're really making as fun as it is, they are making a point about Barbie and the effect that it's had, like the doll specifically has had on females, you know, as kids growing up. And so, you know, and that is a very real thing. So that's been there, and they just basically call it out. And of course, like any other gigantic corporation, they didn't want their brand besmirched. So they did what they had to do. And, you know, but ultimately it worked out great. Cause I think that, yes, I agree with the judge and Aqua that they're protected under the free speech to comment about anything they want, much like this show is protected under free speech.
Yes. Preach it.
That's right. So Aqua, Barbie Girl, where do I rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 records? Well, yes, it is a really silly song, right? But it really does stick in your head. And when I heard it again, especially with the Barbie movie coming out, like it was definitely kind of like, wow, this is back on everybody's radar again. And I think that the song it's fun. I mean, I don't hate the song. I mean, I know some people with some earworm songs kind of have like a negative, like, oh God, not even.
Right.
For the most part, yes, I agree. But I don't know. This song doesn't really make me like want to like throw open my mouth or anything like that. So
I have that same feeling. Am I going to seek it out and put it on a playlist or listen to? No. But if it plays on the radio or in a bar or something, I act like I'm in bars. I'm never in bars.
Yeah, I was going to say, when are you in a bar?
It just sounded right at the moment and I immediately regretted it. I mean, I'm going to start bopping and sing along with it. And the sound of her voice, I think, only makes it catchier because no one has to be a good singer to sing it. Everyone can get into that nasally fun mode and just have fun with this song. So I'm glad you agree with me. It's an earworm. So are we doing 1 to 5 records or are we doing something silly? Are we doing worms, ears? What do we want to rate on?
Ears and worms. And we always talk about serial killers on the show. The show immediately just went right to like ears and worms. So I mean, listen, we can do 1 to 5 ears. Amanda's collecting ears over there.
Oh.
Right. So on a scale of 1 to 5 ears. No, I mean this song, like I said, I think it checks the boxes for me. So I would say, as far as an earworm song goes and doesn't hold up, I'm gonna give it I'll give it like 3.8 ears.
Okay.
I said, I agree with you. It's not a song that Ashley felt it ears. Yeah. Right. This is the show. This is the show that's going there. That's right. Ears. We're rating things on this ears. Episode by ears. But yeah, I think you're right when you said that. Like, is it a song I'm just gonna go voluntarily put on? Mm-hmm. No. But it's a song that when it comes on, am I gonna be like, you know, like, you just listen, just loosen up, everybody. Like the judge said, Just everybody just chill. Like, it's a fun song. Just laugh at it. It is what it is. It's fun to say the lines. Just do it. So what did I say? 3.8 ears for Aqua's Barbie Girl.
Which does mean an ear got slashed. Okay, this is turning into a dark show, but I'm going to stand by the ears, and I'm confident to say no other show ever has rated anything on ears. So we're trendsetters.
The only show on YouTube that's rating things by ears.
Cool or not, we're doing it. Yeah. All right. Cool, so I receive not. Your 3.8 ears. Thank you for that. All right. Your first song to me is TikTok by, is it Keisha or Kesha?
So at this time it was Kesha with a dollar sign, by the way. So.
Ooh. So this came out in 2009.
Yeah.
So let's play a little bit of TikTok.
What is that?
TikTok. Dun, dun, dun.
Blow my speakers up. All
right. Sure. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Feeling like P. Diddy. Hey, what up, girl? Grab my glasses. I'm out the door. I'm going to hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones.
Boys blowing up my phones.
Never happened.
CDs pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
We're having like a party this morning.
We're having a party. Could do like the DJ intros. Somebody alive on Songs Pop Showdown. It's a wacky Monday for you, everybody. Chilling out. Is. Get things started with some TikTok. I catch you.
All right. What I love about this song.
Paul, now I'm going to have to go get tipsy to get this out of my head.
All right, so you just made Ashley and Paula have this in their heads. So this is the true definition of an earworm, for sure. Well, Amanda and Chris turning me into a morning alcoholic. M-A. So, well, I mean, just from the reaction, it absolutely slotted itself into an easy three-earer.
three-earer. Making up our own vocabulary, are we?
Yeah, we sure are. Anything goes this morning. What I think is so interesting is TikTok really refers to a clock in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it was before TikTok came out in 2016. So it's just so interesting to me that the name of the song is now
an app.
A ridiculously popular app.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I mean, when the song came out, the TikTok was not a thing.
No, yeah.
At least not here in America yet. I mean, yeah, I probably musically. Different. Musically may have been the app that was out, because TikTok before it was TikTok was Musical.ly, which my girls both had growing up. I remember Musical.ly being like an app that they would use all the time, and then TikTok and then Musical.ly sold and became TikTok. So I'm not sure if Musical.ly, I got to look back at that. I don't know if anybody out there listening knows, but Musical.ly may have been a thing around the time that TikTok came out.
the version of what it is now, TikTok.
Right.
It's so separate. So when I looked at that, I was like, oh, TikTok. It has to be a TikTok song because I didn't even know the artist. I mean, I did know the artist once I knew this song. Right. But then her other popular song is, what is it?
Well, there's like the We Are, was, We Are.
Yes.
I mean, this whole record is great. Like, this Love, or not This Love, Your Love Is My Drug. Your
yes.
Love. Your Love Is My Drug.
And I was listening to
this record's
to
a fire, man. I love this record.
Well, I go, how do I not know her other music? And so I went and specifically just this morning, I started trying to find some other songs other than this one that I did know. And I didn't really know them. Mm-hmm. So I'm really sorry, Kesha with a dollar sign.
She no longer has a dollar sign. She's like evolved. But at this time, she was Kesha with the dollar sign.
The dollar sign. Because I don't really know you outside of this particular earworm, which argues, do I put her in the category as a one-hit wonder?
No. Kesha's not a one-hit wonder. How dare you?
Are you sure?
Not like Aqua. Aqua is definitely a one-hit wonder. Come on.
That I can agree with. But I don't know. I didn't know any other music. So could it be argued that she's a one-hit wonder? You guys let us know.
Nope. I'm going to answer for you. The answer is no.
Very good. Okay. Well, I mean, it's a fun song. I think it seems like it would be a good anthem to, like, if you were going out with your friends.
Yeah, getting ready. The hype up song.
Not with your girlfriends. You're going to a bachelorette party. You're hyping yourself up because now it's 7 and you said you'd go out at 8 and you're like, God, I don't want to go anymore. Kesha, help me out. You put on some TikTok and you might be able to put on your clothes. And then get in the car and go to the destination.
That's right. Go dance it all night. Scrap it up.
So I feel like TikTok has brought people into the clubs.
Scrap it up with your girlfriends.
I don't scrap it up, though. I'm so in bed by 8 and always have been for a really long time. So I would say this is definitely an earworm.
You're not hitting the club scene in Ida, Michigan?
Not at all. I have not went into a bar like to go hang out, not like eat lunch at the tavern in Ida. Like, I'm not talking about that.
Right.
We call it the Vern.
The Vern.
The Vern for short. I haven't went to like a bar with friends since Owen was probably 2.
Okay.
So that would have been 15 years ago, you guys.
Wow.
Incidentally, it was the last time that I went karaoke, and I think I've said this, and my friend went into a car with 2 guys, and they were all drunk, and I was following her, and then I had a cop. I stopped by a cop, and I said, my friend's in that car, and she's they're all drunk. And she was like, what? And I was like, my friend is in that car, and they're all drunk. And so she just leaves, and she goes like and pulls the truck over. And the guys get arrested. I get my friend. She pees in my car. You can see why I have not went to a bar again, right? Yeah.
She peed in your car or their car?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She peed in your car?
Yeah. Oof.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smell. It just doesn't come out.
A drunk pee.
Yeah. That's a smell that no matter how hard you scrub, it just always stays there somehow, faintly.
So I don't have a lot of fond memories of some recent travels to the good old bars where I want to get dressed up and go to the club and stuff.
You're not brushing your teeth with a bottle of Jack. By the way, that line and that lyric in the song sounds like a country western lyric. Like, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. I'm like, you can totally hear that in some country song.
Could you imagine if this turned country?
I bet there's a country version of this song out there. I would love to hear it.
Someone needs to twang it up and give us some TikTok of some on a guitar.
Dave's saying, what's the big deal? Everybody pees in the pool sometimes. Not from the diving boards.
I mean, yeah, why did it have to be my car? Yeah.
Why does it have to be my car? Why couldn't it be somebody else's car? I get you. You're trying to do a good deed and you're rewarded by someone peeing in
some
your car.
Pee.
Yeah.
Pete. Yeah. But my friend was safe. So okay.
Your friend was safe. That's an important thing. So, all right. So, where do you rate Kesha's? Sorry to trigger you with Kesha's TikTok on this, on your journey of saving your friend from
God only knows what.
From being on like an episode of Law and Order or something like that.
The guilt I would have felt. The guilt. All right. TikTok by Kesha. I'm going to be pretty generous with this because I don't love this song necessarily, but I can appreciate that this gets me moving. I don't even know the words and I'm pretending like I do. I really wait for my moment, like the
I
wait for that moment. So I'm in it to win it with this song, even though I don't know it well enough to really have a in it. But I'm going to give it a 4.5 because I really feel like this is truly an earworm. People are going to be bopping. Look at the reaction of everybody when they were. You were basically making people drunk at 8:30.
That's right. I instantly made people drunk with Kesha's TikTok.
Yes.
Whether you drink or not, you felt like you were tipsy.
So 4.5 years.
Four and a half years. Slicing and dicing ears off here this morning.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me want to not do halves, but I can't get this to 5. And it deserves more than a 4. So someone's zeros got slashed.
Yeah. A five in your land.
All right.
All right.
So there we go.
All right. Excellent. Well, very good. We're having a lot of fun here this morning. And thanks everybody for the comments. I appreciate it. You guys are the best. Let's just take a look at some of the comments we got going on here. So, of course, Lit Central Owen checking in with hi and then bye as he goes to school. Let's see. I know we saw Ashley Feller check in. Paula checking in. Thanks so much. Of course, Dave Mattingly, our VIP here with some of his suggestions, as he does on Mondays when he hangs out with us. So Dave saying hi suggestions for Chris, Ages and Ages, Divisionary, Got a Girl, There's a Revolution, that's the name of the song, and Men Without Hats, 2,000 Light Years from Home, which always reminds me of the Green, which they don't sound anything alike, but the Green Day song, 2,000 Light Years Away, is my favorite Green Day song. And then suggestions for Amanda from Dave, AXS Music, BB Chat, Kristen Anderson, Crayola Doesn't Make a Color for Your Eyes.
Now, if that's not a country song.
That sounds like a country song.
Is that a country song, Dave? Dave, that sounds like a country. And if it's not, it should be.
And Spottiswood and His Enemies, I Have So Many Friends. So those are Dave's suggestions. Okay. So for those of you who missed Dave's suggestions, you can always go back here, check out the chat, and see what Dave's suggesting. And of course, our friend from down under, Ian, always dropping songs as well for us. And Ian saying, there are a lot of things stuck inside my head. Some of them are songs.
Same, Ian.
I gotta get
same.
What it is. And he's saying, for Amanda, True Blue by John Williamson, Eagle Rock by Daddy Cool. And for Amanda and Marcus.
Ooh.
I like that. Amanda and Marcus. Marcus now getting it, suggestions from the community. If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too by Mental as Anything.
That's so true. Like Marcus, we all know Marcus isn't allowed to divorce me. So that's so perfect.
I like that Marcus has become like sort of like a member of the show without actually ever having been on the show. But yet he's a big part of the show.
For sure.
I like too that now he's getting song suggestions from our amazing community. I love that.
Awesome, Ian.
Ian, that's great. So for Chris, he's saying, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again by The Angels, Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats, and The Real Thing by Russell Morris. So those are the Australian versions of earworm songs, according to our buddy from down under, Mr.
Love Ian. It all.
Yeah, love it. These are great, everybody. Keep them coming. Please let us know. Even if you can't do it on the show, drop them in, because we do go back. We look at the comments on everything. So if you guys are watching this and you have your own suggestions, please let us know. Please drop them in the comments. Or once again, you can hang out and join our Facebook group, which you can do by scanning the QR code on the screen or using the link right now in the notes. And we keep the conversations going there, completely free to join. So join us there on Facebook. And check that out. And also, of course, all whole versions of these songs can be heard on a Spotify playlist, which has been curated every single week by Amanda. We pick the songs and Amanda puts it together, meticulously puts the playlist together. So we have every season there. So just go on Spotify and search. This current one, of course, is the 2024. So season 4 of Song Swap Showdown. Check it out there. All right, Amanda, let's do our second songs.
Okay.
Let's do our second songs here. Okay. So your second song to me.
So good.
It is a really good song. I really like the song a lot.
And it's so perfect for today. Yeah.
And ironically enough, I was going back to some of our older episodes because I was reusing some older content, some of our community may have missed because it's been a little bit. But those shows were great. We had a lot of fun. So I'm bringing some of that stuff back a little bit. So if you're following us here on YouTube or on Instagram, you may see some clips from those shows. And also we put out some quick hits, as we call them, on our podcast feed. Mm-hmm. So they're like one song reviews from full episodes of the show. But the song I'm talking about here is Bangles. Manic Monday, and going back to like I think our first or second show, you did Eternal Flame, and I like panned it because I'm not an Eternal Flame fan, but I like other like this Bengals song, Manic Monday, great. Which I think, as we all know, well, I won't assume that everybody knows this, but it was a song that was written by Prince, and almost as if he basically wrote it for the Bengals, like. He was definitely seeking out a female female singer. Like I think he always heard a female voice the way this was. Mm-hmm. And it actually showed up at one of the Bengals like shows and gave them this song, gave him a tape of this song. And I mean, can you just imagine that?
Prince. Here you go. Here can you just here's this cassette. Can you just play it and see what you think of it? Like what?
It's crazy. So it says, according to songfacts.com, which, by the way, is where we take a lot of the facts when we talk about things on the show. So go visit songfacts.com. Unofficial sponsor of the show.
Yes, but
we definitely use their resource a lot. So I want to make sure that we're giving credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. But Prince wrote this song originally under the name Christopher, which if anybody remembers Under the Cherry Moon, which was the name of his character in Under the Cherry Moon. So that was the sort of pseudonym that he wrote it under. And it became the Bengals' first hit song. He discovered the group after he came across a video for one of their early songs, Hero Takes the Fall, which, great song. I love that song, on MTV. And he showed up at the Bengals gig in Los Angeles. He then put together a very special mixtape for the group, one with two original songs he had written and wanted them to record. In a Song Facts interview with Susanna Hoffs, the Bengals, she explained, "I went and picked up the cassette. I had two songs on it. One of them was Manic Monday. The other one was called Jealous Girl. I have to look up the cassette. I know I have it. Mm-hmm. It's in a box somewhere." Can How you would imagine? You not have that in a frame? Like,
right? It's so ordinary to you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I got this box that Prince handed me with our biggest... Like, come on!
Like, frame that baby up. And we should say, Chris and I do follow her on TikTok, and we very much enjoy her content.
She's
so
great.
Go find her on TikTok. Follow her because...
Yeah.
She's really just kind of putting some new, not new stuff out there, but
yeah, but she's like, she's
connecting
great.
With a new crowd again. It's just, and we're very captivated. So go follow.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Follow Susanna Hoffs. But it's also so cool to say too. I don't know. I got it in a box somewhere. Like,
can you, I just can't.
I know. She said the demo originally just had a girl singing it. I think he was offering us a track so we'd sing it in the same way. But we wanted to do the whole thing from the ground up. So listen, I know we were saying we've been starting to play some of these songs.
I can't even.
Dave, this morning.
I also have a box for all of the Prince stuff all the stuff Prince sent me. It's empty.
We all have boxes of stuff that Prince sent. And mine's empty too.
Same.
I'm waiting. Maybe one day something will just show up. To Chris from Prince, even though he's no longer with us, he sent it and somehow it got rerouted.
Absolutely, yes.
It's like a nice letter or something.
That's great, Dave.
Yeah. So, all right. So let me do this because I think everybody knows the song. So let me play I'm going to play a bit of the original or I'll play the Bengals version since that's what we're talking about. And then because Prince then released, or after his death, they released it. So let's play the original version first for a bit. It's a Manic Monday, the Bengals. What a freaking great song.
You know what's coming the minute you hear all that.
I like a man who's danced this.
Just that, yeah. Over a shimmy?
Shimmy.
These are the days when you
wish your bed was already made. There you go.
It's just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Those Bengals coming in strong.
Yeah, so... Great, great song. So definitely an earworm song, I'd say, because I mean, Manic Monday, when you hear it, you're like, and that, and I think too, not even so much the lyrics, but just that little like, like that whole little like, I don't know, trills or whatever you call them. Like the melody of the song is like super
trills.
Yeah.
The trills.
The trills.
The scallops.
So that's the version that the Bengals recorded. So there was a version that was recorded in 2009. And this was the original demo Prince made for the song. It emerged 2009 on the album Originals 3 years after his death. So this version of Manic Monday, this has actually got Prince singing it, though. So here's a version of Manic Monday from that record. So just to kind of hear. This is the demo.
So, similarities.
Heard this. This song was like already set up.
6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
So, still great. Even as a demo, it's great.
I was kissing Valentina by a crystal blue hotel.
I know. Like,
this is something you would think would have been in like the movie Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
I guess I just won't get paid. You know, where they're trying to sing a popular version of
right.
These are the days when your bed was already made. It's just another manic Monday.
Yeah, so that's the Prince version, which once again I highly recommend you guys go and check that out. That's on Spotify. You can, but it is so cool to hear like that's the version, and then like then he gets
so laid back.
Yeah,
where he just randomly, it's like he just sat down and was like, "All right, I'm just gonna talk about something I just wrote. Well, I might as well sing it." 6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream. Like, just,
yeah.
He, and you're like, captivated.
It's great because he's just, yeah, it's just Prince, right? And
yeah.
It's just, guy's great. It's like, you can just imagine, like, I got an idea for a song. He just bangs it out.
I mean,
like,
no big deal. Like, let me know what you think.
Yeah. Amazing. Just so great. Just so great. So that's the original version of the song. So where am I ranking the Bengals Manic Monday?
Tell me, sir.
It is a cool song. And this is a song, unlike the Aqua Barbie Girl, like where I won't actually just go put that song on. Like, it's not something I would choose to listen to. This is a song I would choose to listen to. And I have, and it's on playlists. And I really like the Bengals. I'm not saying Eternal Flame is a terrible song. It's boring. It's a boring song. It's just like a power ballad. It's just boring. That's just me. I like when I watch a TikTok and I see Susanna Hoffs just sit there and sing it. I'll watch that all day. That's fine. But as far as their other, I just don't feel like it's like, I like this. I like this. And I love, by the way, just as a little aside, I love Hazy Shade of Winter, their version of that from the Less Than Zero soundtrack. Oh my God, that song rips. One of my favorite Bengals songs, which it's a cover song, but it's good. Anyway, where do I rate Manic Monday? I rate Manic Monday. This is a very firm, I'm not going to give it 5 years, but I'm going to give it a really close, but I'm going to give it a very close to 5 years.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give it a 4.8 years.
I receive that 4.8. Thank you, sir.
I'm giving it 4.8 years.
It before we move on to the next song, Ashley's coming in and saying she recorded it in her birthday suit.
Oh, there you go.
Manic Monday or the song that Chris was just referring to?
Oh, no, Eternal Flame. She did. Because I remember I did the, we have a short that I made, which is song facts about that song. And she recorded it in her birthday suit.
I missed that.
Yeah. So that's actually, we have a short about that, which is the like facts about Eternal Flame that you didn't know, that you may or may not have known.
Look at me not even knowing it.
Is that, yeah, she recorded the song in her birthday suit.
I can't.
Yes, Eternal Flame.
I in a million years could never do that.
Nope.
No. Could you just sit down and start singing naked?
No. Like, it's not in a studio, that's for sure.
I wouldn't even do it in my home.
Not in a recording studio.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah, pretty confident. Pretty that's, confident.
That's Susanna Hoff.
Yeah. Susanna Hoff. So... So that is my rating. I am giving it 4.8 years for the Bengals' Manic Monday. So, hey, so Amanda, real quick, before we get to my second song to you, right, I do want to talk about real quick. So you and I, it's no secret, like you and I, we drink a lot of coffee. We both love our coffee, right? We love our coffee. But, you know, I will say that, and this is my perspective, is as I've gotten a little bit older, while I drink my coffee in the morning, I feel like my midday crash happens a lot. I feel it a lot more. I feel like for a lot of people who listen to the show, I feel like your midday crash, like you get there. I think you can all relate to that. And with that saying, I would normally go for another cup of coffee. But having that other cup of coffee in the midday, I feel like is not having a great effect on me. So I recently started using now, I found this really great thing. It's called Magic Mind. I don't know. Have you ever heard of this? This is pretty cool. It's these really cool like little shots right here. These little shots. These things are awesome. I love this. Magic Mind. I've been cranking these now instead of having a cup of coffee. And I love it. This has been awesome.
I love square containers.
Yeah.
I know that's not what this is about, but the packaging and the marketing on it is fantastic.
You're a sucker for good packaging.
I am. I'm like, oh, there we go.
Yeah. They got great. So real quick, guys, like, listen, Amanda and I, we don't just talk about stuff on here willy-nilly unless we're actually using it and liking it. And this is honestly something that I started using. And I'm very careful, actually, as much as I talk about things. I am careful what I put into my body. When I drink coffee, I actually drink a lot of organic coffee and things like that. I actually have a smoothie drink I make every day with fruit and vegetables in it. Like, I do watch what I put in. I've been gluten-free, actually, myself for almost 20 years at this point. And, you know, it's important to me, like, and especially as you get older, like, you want to make sure. But, you know, listen, we're creatives. We're on the go. I'm running businesses. Amanda's running businesses. And you got to have that extra pep in your step sometimes. And instead of having a coffee now, like, 3 o'clock when I'm like losing my energy levels, I'm actually using these little Magic Mind shots, and these things are great, man. These are really cool. They're 100% all natural, right? There's no, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's no crap in this. There's no sugar. There's no any garbage in it. Like, this is all great stuff. So they actually have matcha in it, Bocapa Minari, and also organic lion's mane mushrooms, which if you see a lot, there's a lot about mushrooms. But mushrooms, I use mushrooms. I love eating mushrooms, and I use mushrooms in a lot of things. And I'll tell you, you get a really big difference in it. So listen, you got to check this out. Check out Magic Mind. These guys are great. And listen, because we're users of this, and we love this stuff, they actually are extending this sale that they got going on. So on January 1st, you get 1 month. 1 month free, and then you're subscribing for 3 months. And you can do this all on our website. So get 1 month free at magicmind.com. And if you go /JanSongSwap and use our code SongSwap20, you're going to get a discount. And they come in this like cool little pack. I'll show you guys this like nice little like 15 pack here.
Yep. Great.
Very easy. Shows right up at your doorstep. It's awesome. I recommend subscribing to it because I've been using these now like once a day. And they're great. And it's got a better effect than coffee, for sure.
Absolutely.
On that late day. So guys, check it out. Check out Magic Mind. These guys are just awesome, and I love this product. I think it's great. I got Amanda hooked on it now too. So she's like this, 30 to 40% more productive. That we might as well just replace Amanda's picture in there.
That's fantastic. And Chris, thank you for reading the real ingredients, because you know I would have never been able to do it. So yeah. Thank you.
You are welcome. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you guys are if you're looking for more focus, more energy, and less stress, I mean, this is great. Yeah. It really, and when I tell you, and Amanda and I talk about this a lot, guys, we actually are very choosy on the products mm-hmm. we use yeah. and we talk about on this show, because if we're not using it, we're not talking mm-hmm. about it. And we wouldn't put anything in our bodies that we don't think is completely on the up and up.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, this stuff is great. So check it out. Make sure you head over to the website. Subscribe now. And this thing's only good till January. So get 1 month free at magicmind.com/JanSongSwap and use our code SongSwap20. All those links will be in our notes below, so you can go right there. So with all that being said, Amanda, my second song to you.
Oh, and he did a switcheroo-y at me.
I did do a switcheroo-y just because, listen, we had the time.
We did.
We don't have a rule against making switches. Nope. So nope. I called an audible about, 48 hours before the 72 hours before the show?
Yeah, not a big deal. And it was obviously a song that I knew very, very well. So the other song I didn't love, mm-hmm. I do like this song. So the song you're going to play is Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down by Rick Astley.
Astley. Rick Astley. You're going to get Rick rolled, everybody.
I don't know what it is, but this video song combo started showing up on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere of him in his video.
Yeah.
Like this last year. And so I'm just like in this, I love it.
We're no strangers to love.
This song's great. Let's go.
Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run.
Kind of a stalker song.
Desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Let's go. Rick rolled. Amanda, you've been Rick rolled.
And I didn't hate it.
And you didn't hate it.
No. Not at all. So this song's interesting to me because it's not one that you would think that you – this to me – I'm going to try and explain it correctly. It's going to probably not come out wrong. I don't like that I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
It should be an earworm that's you're like, oh, I hate when this one comes on, because I don't really like the song. Yet I find myself immediately – getting excited when that beginning comes, and I can't help but start doing the bop.
The minute you hear this.
Yes, play that up again. Yeah, like, oh yeah, here it comes. Yeah, you know what's coming. I almost might like the beat more than the actual words itself.
Right.
And I really like the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't love that I love this song, but I do really like this song, Chris. So I was really excited when you swapped him out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because I will tell you, all right, so just full disclosure, the original song I did have on here, just because, you know, this we're a very transparent show.
Yes.
I had Rebecca Black's Friday on Friday. Here, which I'm just going to say, that song, it's Friday, come on. Friday. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to go, this song is just great. I mean.
It is.
I really like this song a lot, and I was like, you know what, I know Amanda knows this song, and I know we try to say songs we don't think the others heard before. It's hard with these songs.
It's hard with earworm.
But, you know, I was like, I got to give Amanda this song. We have to talk about Rick Astley's that we're going to give you. We have to talk about it. It must be talked about.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you did a good swap. So when you when you hear this song, what is your knee-jerk reaction to it?
So it's funny. I remember when, back in the day, I remember when this song came out, actually, in 1987. And for those of you who, and I know Amanda didn't grow up with MTV. So I will say for those of you my age, most people did. And I remember when this song premiered on MTV, and MTV used to do these things. I think it was on Saturdays or something. Used to do these countdown shows of like what new songs and what was on the charts. And I remember when this song came out, it was like a world premiere, and they were like, oh, he's been compared to Frank Sinatra. He's like an 80s Frank. I remember this whole like thing with his voice, but like it was great because he was a young guy, but he had this like, you know, the voice. It doesn't sound like the voice that would be coming out of like some 20 something at the time, you know, when this song was released, because this was released in 1987. But this song charted number one on both UK and US. And I remember then this song being really, really popular. And I always liked this because even in the 80s, you know, I was full on like metalhead. Like, but I've always, like, if a song is good, a song is good. And I always liked the song. I always liked that it was just this like fun song. And then it was like one of these things where it just sort of disappeared for a long time. It just, I feel like it was going to be regulated to the 80s, you know, as just an 80s hit. Look,
I agree.
And then,
but,
and then, like, around, like, the 2000s, it had the resurgence with the whole cybersecurity and clicking the link and bringing you to, like, this video. And it just had this, like, just became an internet phenomenon. And it's now it's, like, this thing. And, you know, I love it. Good for him, you know, that's kind of happened. But it's these things that sometimes happen, like, you know, like songs appearing in movies and films and becoming like huge hits again and all that. Like,
about that all the
this
time.
Was something that also was part of the internet craze, but pre like all TikTok and all that. This was like they're saying like around, I think it was around like 2007 or something like that is when that started up again. So, and that's where then, you know, you got Rickrolled. That's kind of where that came from, and that's stuck. But I think this song's fun, man. And now it's like, I think it's so well known. Like, that you pretty much like all ages seem to know the song and it comes on and everybody's like singing it and having a good time for what the song is. So I think it's like, when you think of earworm songs, I feel like there's a perfect definition of an earworm song.
I agree. So where do I align this with?
Where do you align ears? This?
If I had 5 ears, how many am I going to take away?
If you had 5 ears.
I am going to give this a 4.5.
A 4.5.
So, Chris, both of your songs are coming in at 4.5. I really think it just hits the definition of an earworm, and it just happens to be an earworm that I actually enjoy listening to.
Dave Maddenly check in with, Rick Astley has done more to teach people to not click suspicious links than all cybersecurity courses ever.
Fair.
Very fair.
What an act of service.
No, I'm glad you liked the song. I knew you knew this song. I just didn't know if it was a song that you would find. Like, the one thing I guess I didn't know is if you thought that the song was like an annoying song to you. You know, because we did talk about that. Earworm songs that everybody knows, but you're just like, oh my God. If I hear this song one more time, I'm gonna rip it up and throw it away. I'm gonna cut my ears off.
Well, and
speaking of ears.
And that's the thing. Like, I really feel like that's where this song should land for me. Yet it doesn't. It hooks me, and here I go, just bopping and singing it. You know, feeling empowered to just, I don't know, go do whatever.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I mean, I just think about like, I'm like, by the way, there's a great, and go to, we talk about it all the time, songfacts.com, but honestly, like, use songfacts.com, like, go on there, and they're not a paid sponsor of this show at all, but like, there is such great stories, and like, the story behind this song is pretty extensive as to like a lot of the behind the scenes, the making of the song. Well, I highly urge you guys to go check it out. We'll post it in the Facebook group just for anybody that wants to check it out. And I think maybe we'll have to make a little video on this, like the history, you know, facts about facts about never gonna give you up. Yeah, so be on the lookout on our YouTube channel for one of those videos coming soon. So, all right. Well, I like your 4.5 ears.
And we
I like your ears.
We have no ears in our house, okay? No. I mean, well, besides the ones attached to our human heads.
Right.
Yeah. I maybe we're just rolling with it still.
We're just rolling with it. Yeah.
That's right. Earworms, yeah. Ears. Okay.
So, Amanda, your final song to me, yes. Your third and final Whew. Song to me today.
Mm-hmm.
Today is, like it or not, it's one of the songs that.
And this is a community suggestion by our good friend.
This was a community suggestion. This is a song that was rated one of the worst songs ever written.
Are you making that up right now?
I am not making that up. I'm trying to find the.
We built this today. Oh, I shouldn't spoil it, but we built this. How is that one of the worst songs? There are so many worse songs.
It was. It's in here. I lost my note. Darn it!
Oh my gosh!
I was so prepared for this.
Well, do you want to play it while you're looking?
Yeah, let me play it while I'm looking. But yeah, this was voted one of the worst songs ever written. So let's if you've never heard this.
I don't know that I believe that.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face.
Maybe it's the best song ever written. Makes me want to snap. Makes me want to like kind of get in someone's face and be confrontational a little bit.
This song makes you.
Yeah, but I'd like walk up to snap it. Like, do you want to go?
This song was voted in 2004 by Blender Magazine as the worst song ever written.
Who is even Blender?
Which, by the way, guys, I'm also going to post this in the Facebook group because there is a phenomenal article that GQ had written back in 2016 on the oral history of We Built the City, the worst song of all time. I'm going to post it. Because it is a funny read. It's a good read about how a song, right, is written and how many iterations and sometimes hands it's passed through before it actually comes to the. It's an amazing story, actually. You can actually make an entire movie out of how this song came to be, to be honest with you. I think it'd be great. But just to give you guys a little highlight. And this isn't even all of it, but this is from songfacts.com. Yeah, I see that, Dave. We built the city on sausage rolls. That was the Yeah, that was the funny the parody that was done about this. But all right, so this song was basically as far as like if you were thinking of like the Avengers of songwriting.
Okay.
This is how this song kind of came about. So this is based in an ensemble of top-tier songwriters and production talent. Elton John's songwriting partner, Bertie Taupin, wrote the lyrics to the song, which he gave to Martin Page, who put the music to words and made a demo. Page, who later had a hit with In the House of Stone and Light, garnered attention after the Los Angeles radio station K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, started playing Dancing in Heaven, Orbital Bebop, in Martin's group Q-Feel. Taupin, who needed someone other than Elton John to write music for this lyric, asked Martin to do it. Once the demo was made, Starship's producers, Dennis Lambert and Peter Wolf, not from Jay Giles, decided to record the song with the group on a condition that they make some changes. The most significant alterations were repetitions of the chorus, in addition of the DJ announcer who placed the song in San Francisco, where the band formed in the 60s at Jefferson Airplane. And basically goes on and on about how they had the whole Baxter up being Jefferson Airplane. Mm-hmm. They received composer. So Lambert and Wolf can receive composer credits on the song along with Taupin and Page. So this is like an abbreviated version, by the way, of the history of the song. I'm telling you, you have to read this GQ article because the oral history of this song is absolutely, and SongFacts does a really good job kind of pulling out a lot of the big parts. It's just so extensive. you have to listen to it. But it just goes to show, like, even though a song's written by so many people, does not make it a great song. I am not a fan of this song. However, okay, I'll say it's not a song I would choose to listen to on my own.
Okay. But good thing we're rating earworms.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I also remember this song coming out the same time as the song, well, because I guess the other single from this record, Knee Deep in a Hoopla, was the song from Mannequin. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
That's a really good song.
Which I only think about the movie Mannequin, which is a great movie, by the way. It's a stupid movie, but it's great 80s cheesiness. So I hear like Starship. Yeah, so I hear Starship. I think if we built the city, but I also then immediately think of the movie Mannequin. Because of that other song.
That's fair.
Nothing's going to stop. I don't even know if nothing's going to stop. But that song.
Nothing's going to stop.
So Grace Slick herself has said, I am not a fan of this song. We built the city on rock and roll. She said, there isn't any city built on rock and roll.
Whatever.
She does not even like this song. The people who sing this song don't even like it. But I will tell you, the song hit number one in the United States and number 12 in the UK. So while nobody in the band really seems to like the song, it certainly made them...
Charts don't lie.
Pretty. It made them some money. At least all the songwriters attached to it made some money. they probably all made more money on it than actually the band did. However,
sure.
All that being said, this is not a song that I kind of like, but it is an earworm song. So I feel like I put this in a category of... earworm songs you hear but are like, oh my god, stop, the song stinks. Like, but that hook of We Built the City, mm-hmm. I'm like, you can't get out of your head.
True.
And it's like, please get out of my head, but it won't, because I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So for all that being said, so yes, it's an earworm song, so I have to mark it high for being an earworm song. Mm-hmm. So I think that this song's gonna get two ratings for me for first time ever.
Okay.
First time ever on Song Swap Showdown, I'm giving a song two ratings.
Okay. Are we going to average them? Like, what are we going to do with it?
I don't know. We'll have to decide. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to leave it here, and you guys do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
As far as an earworm song goes, yes, it checks the boxes. It's a memorable song. You can't get it out of your head. It's like, does that.
Okay.
So I will give it, I'm going to give it four ears for the memorableness earworm version of the song. Like, it's an earworm.
Okay, I think I'm going to probably use that one for our scoring.
However, the song itself stinks, and I can't stand it. And I'm giving it a one record. Jeez! A song infuriates me. I hate this song.
Tony DiNato, did you realize that your knows. Good friend would have given this a one record?
We haven't had a one record on this show in a... It's season one. I'm giving We Built the City on Rock and Roll one record. It's a terrible song. I hate it. But I'm giving it as an earworm four because it is an earworm song. So it does do that.
And I'm tallying the four record. But
you can take the four record, but it's a one record song. This song's worse than Uptown Girl.
We are in our fourth season, and we have not had a one record since season one. Just settle on that.
I hate this song. I hate it. It's worse than Uptown. It's worse than Uptown Girl.
Okay. All right.
I've said it. We Built This City is worse than Uptown Girl.
I would not have thought that song would have gotten that from you.
I'm just telling you that the song itself, yes.
Okay.
Because we are talking about earworms. Okay. So it does qualify.
Sure. Thank God I gave it to you as an earworm.
If this was on any other show.
Oh my gosh, I'd be in trouble.
This is so I'm just saying, I've spoken.
Chris has spoken. We Built the City by Starship, one record. Wah, wah, wah.
It is a one record song. It could be thrown into the sun for all I care. This is a dumpster fire song.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I do like We Built the City on sausage rolls. That's a good one.
That is, but I never heard that before. And so now I'm going to enjoy every time I sing it. I'm going to say We Built the City on sausage rolls. I like, what kind of sausage rolls?
It's basically, I guess it was like
croissant with like a sausage?
Done under around Christmas time.
Is it like a breakfast sausage or is it like a kielbasa sausage?
Let me see if I could find it real quick.
Yeah, now we got to dive into the Dave suggestion of we built this city on sausage rolls.
All right, here we go. That sounds wonderful. Here we go. I'm bringing it up right now.
Show me the sausage roll, please.
It's coming. All right, hold on. Here, I'm bringing it up right now so we can all watch we built this
city. I feel like it includes bread, and I like bread. A lot, and I know you're doing the gluten.
All right, I just got it.
Okay, here we go. I'm.
I wasn't prepared.
I know. I sprung it on you.
No, but it's okay. I will take it.
You didn't think I was gonna request a sausage?
No. I'll take it. Let's get it to a point here where
we built this city on sausage rolls.
What?
No sound yet. All right, hold on. Let me.
I thought it was really like talking about like sausage rolls, like food.
No, it does talk about sausage rolls.
But, like, I wanted to know what the kind of sausage roll it was.
There you go.
We built this city.
Come on, babe.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
There you go, sausage rolls.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad, that.
It's all right, isn't it? The lyrics are epic, aren't they?
I think so.
If you've never had one.
There you go.
And don't recognize the taste.
Okay.
It's a cylindrical bit of pork wrapped in a puff pastry case.
There you go. Question answer.
Beige baked and golden.
I would totally do that.
Holier than grace.
Look at her go.
Whilst it's piping hot and shove it in your face.
You.
This version is, this is a 5-record version.
I have to agree. Whole family up here.
Yeah. Or Uncle Johnny's wake.
All right.
Or Uncle Johnny's wake. The shirt said, lad. Very cute. All right. I agree. Five sausage rolls.
Five sausage rolls for we built the city on sausage rolls. That version is way better.
That's cute.
It's great. I'll post this in the Facebook group too. I got a lot of things to post, but yeah. And this, by the way, this video, and I'm looking at it.
The sausage roll video video?
No, the sausage rolls video has 6.8 million views. Released 5 years ago, by the way.
6.8 million.
Yeah, by Lad Baby.
Good on them.
By Lad Baby. That's they're going under. And then
they look like a cute family,
right? So the Starship version. Let's see. Oh, by the way, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now is the name of that song.
Nothing's gonna stop us.
All right, so the official version of "We Built This City" on it depends. So on, should I take it from the record label channel or from the actual official Starship channel?
Let's do Starship.
All right, 5.2 million views of the original version.
So the sausage rolls,
yeah,
got more. Okay. So your rating on the sausage roll is accurate for view count.
Yeah. By the way,
people must feel that way than you.
Have you watched this video for We Built This City?
I don't know if I have. This could have been a VH1 video.
Oh, this is 100% a VH1 video.
Right, not an MTA or MTV one. So I probably have because I was allowed to watch MTV, but
We VH1. Built This City.
I still prefer the We Built This Sausage
Roll. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Just for everybody out there.
We built this city on rock
and
roll.
Look at that look, huh?
It's kind of like my blazer.
This is like pure 80s bliss right now. Bad green screen. This is like TikTok. This is 1980.
This is a TikTok filter now.
Right. This is 1985. TikTok videos look like this.
You gotta do the hair flick.
This is a TikTok filter. We should totally recreate this. What is happening?
Okay.
There you go. You could have easily been in this video.
I think so. Corduroy blazer.
There you go, Amanda.
This has just been too much fun.
This is such a stupid music video.
Why is Abraham Lincoln in
it? That's why I said, why is Abraham... I'm like, I don't remember Abraham Lincoln being in this. Why is he in this video?
Where is his relevance on building the city in rock and roll?
What a stupid video.
That's a... If we had to rate the video right now, I would give the video a one record. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, video gets a one record. Actually, I don't know. The video may get more than the actual song just because it's of his relevance. It does. It looks like a TikTok now. Like, that is a TikTok video. Yeah. That girl wears her sunglasses at night.
I wear my sunglasses at night. They're Owen's Ray-Bans. I'm not that cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope
all
I
right.
Them out.
Woo, too much fun around We Built the City. I had more fun talking about We Built the City than the actual song itself.
Which I like. So maybe Tony threw it in so it developed into this. So thank you, Tony.
Tony knows. He knows how to press the buttons on this show.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, your third and final song to me is...
We're just on that.
What a banger.
This show is still going.
What a banger you sent me. Fish Head by Barnes and Barnes.
So. All right. I got, what was your reaction? I got to understand what your reaction was the first time. Because I was this is one of these where I wrote it and I go, hee-hee-hee-hee. I was like cracking up the whole time.
Incidentally, that was my same reaction. As soon as it started, I was like, I just started laughing because it's so dumb.
It is so dumb.
But it's one of those kids show boppy songs that you get stuck in your head that has no business being in your head, but well, it's a jingle.
Lives rent-free in your head.
Rent-free. Oh, it's got a lot of ears going on in it.
So believe it or not, this song was a novelty song by the comedy duo Barnes and Barnes. So they were a comedy duo. And this song was actually the most requested song on Dr. Demento's radio show. And the music video, and this is why I made this. So we talk about earworm songs. It was in regular rotation in 1980 on MTV. Now, I've talked about this, and I talked about it even last week when I was doing the solo episode, is that when MTV first came on the air, right, they really, like, only had so many music videos. There wasn't a lot of music videos yet. Like, so they were using a lot of live performance stuff that was released, and this was a video that was out, and they took it, and they played this incessantly on MTV, and being 1980s, and at that point, I'm, 6 years old, actually, maybe seven, right? So, I'm like, you know, this is a song that, like, stuck with me. Like, I was like,
this would.
It was an ear, it's just literally so dumb. It's a stupid song, but I've always, this song still lives rent-free in my head, and I can't get it out, and, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, and then, of course, then they had this, like, unbelievably, like, stupid music video for it. But the music video, so it's funny. Bill Paxton, you guys know the actor who, you know, he's no longer with us, Bill Paxton. Aliens, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Terminator, Bill Paxton. directed and appeared in the music video. He actually made this music video. And this was actually aired originally on NBC on Saturday Night Live. So this was like,
see,
you know, how Saturday Night Live, and you know how Saturday Night Live did, like, you know, they kept the digital shorts, all the stuff with Lonely Island, all that. So they have a long tradition of showing, like, those kinds of short things. And this was something that was shown on Saturday Night Live in 1980, but it made rotation on MTV and it became like a really big novelty song for the time.
It's something.
So, all right. You know what? I'm just gonna play the video.
Okay, I'll listen to the video. And you know, it's one of those.
Did you watch the video?
No.
You're gonna be grossed out by. By the way, If you have an aversion to fish heads.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
So we're going to listen to the song a little bit and watch the music video because it's so stupid. Just 1980s MTV, everybody. Well,
I...
Fish Heads, a Barnes & Barnes film, by the way. You guys all have to watch the video version of this, so the audio version
of our
show.
Isn't it interesting, like, the futuristic
look
does
not do it justice. Yeah, like, there's this whole intro, this whole science fiction introduction here. Like, what is happening?
And our... The future didn't even, like, turn out to be like that, which is so interesting.
Yeah. Which, by the way, once again, a short, right? So it's, yeah. It's an SNL short at this point. I'll speed it up a little bit.
The walking is so, like... Oh.
So he's buying a fish. He buys the fish head. That's actually Dr. Demento as the bum.
I can't.
Say a whole thing.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Your face right now.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
Ask a fish head anything you want to. They won't answer. They can't talk.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Eat them up, yum.
I took a fish head out to see a movie. Didn't have to pay to get it.
Dave's coming in with the lyrics.
So great. All right. By the way, you're welcome, everybody. That song is now all living rent-free in your heads.
Okay.
I think I just traumatized Amanda with that music video, by the way. And that's, there's still more.
So the song was like dumb, right?
The
like
song's
it just was
so
like,
dumb. It's supposed to be.
It is an earworm of, you're going to start going, fish heads. Like, you're absolutely going to sing that part.
It's like a commercial jingle, right?
Yeah. That's what it reminds me. It's very much a jingle. That video is disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
I don't think they could get away with making that today.
Probably not. I don't
they
think
put
so.
Eyelashes.
I mean, it wouldn't be aired on TV. Anyway, put eyelashes on the fish heads.
Eyelashes. Like, a hat is one thing, but. Eyelashes and stuff. Oh my.
Yeah. So by the way, everybody, if you've never seen the video, go look it up. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
It's not like gross. It's just like disturbing. Yeah. Like that, like, but why would you put eyelashes on?
Yeah.
By
the way, one of the comments on this video is should MTV ever decide to play music videos again, let them start with this masterpiece.
Start it back over.
Yeah. This is a masterpiece of all times. Without the internet, my little brother would think I was making stuff up. Thank you, internet.
Yes, that is one of probably the best things that if I'm telling Owen about something, I have the internet to prove that what I'm explaining to him actually is true to some degree. I think that comment.
I think for anybody growing up, you could literally play this and say, well, this is the Beatles. You could just say, this is the Beatles. You want to know what the Beatles sound like? This is the Beatles. Just call Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes the Beatles.
Wow. Okay.
Tell your kids it's the Beatles, folks.
this is something.
Yeah. So Fish Heads by Barnes and Barnes. That's the reason why I put it on there, because it's literally a song that has stuck in my head since I saw it as a kid.
40 years ago.
1980s MTV, because it literally is like plop plop fizz fizz or whatever. You know, like think of all your commercial jingles throughout the years.
Yeah.
That's an earworm.
It's lived in your head.
Rent free. For years. Since the 1980s.
By
the way, too, the song was also featured in The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. 7. Alan Arkin also sings a song in a 1993 movie, Indian Summer. And in 2017, the television episode Goodwill of Halt and Catch Fire, Joe and Haley listened to the song while driving in Joe's car. So, you know, just as an aside.
Those Halloween specials from The Simpsons were a big deal.
They were awesome.
They were a big, big deal. Yeah. Okay, so I will rate both the song and the video. So the song originally, I'm like, okay, this is an earworm. I'm never going to listen to it again. I might occasionally, when I see a fish, dive into fish heads. Mm-hmm. Fish, I might do that. It might live in my head a little rent-free. So, I mean, I think it hits the boxes. So for that reason, I'm only going to give it a 3 record for the song.
Okay.
Okay. Yet.
Three ears for the song.
Yes, 3 ears for the song, for the fish heads. The video, though, I'm going to have to, like, do a 1 record. That is a disturbingly, like. Daddy Baglio's going. We're proud.
So glad we're so involved in your upbringing. That's right. Thanks for watching. Let me watch MTV when I was a kid. Fish heads. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah. So Dave, fish heads is on my eternity playlist, whether I want it there or not. And he goes, I do.
Well, that's true because even if it's not on a playlist, things are in our head. Okay. Yeah.
Dave, fish heads essential to my life and philosophy. He goes, I once published a book based entirely on fish puns. Hell, and I agree, Dave. Wait, for an amazing Bill Paxton movie, check out Frailty. I agree. That is a really cool movie. You would like that if you've never seen it, Amanda.
Which one? What is it?
Frailty? Like Frailty? Okay. Frail. I'm terrible at pronunciations.
Who am I? Yeah.
But really cool movie.
Okay. So 3 records for fish head songs, or 3 ears for 3 ears for the fish head song.
Yeah.
1 ear for the video.
Okay, so we both gave one ear readings.
Here I am, disturbed by a fish head.
You're
with eyelashes.
You're so traumatized by the fish heads video.
But I'm rating things in ears.
Right,
but
you're rating things in ears. Because, right. You know.
That's right. That's, yep.
Yeah.
All right, so let's tally this up. So okay. I think, let's see, I'm at, that doesn't seem right. Let's see, 9.
Well, okay, so yeah, I gave you a 3.8, a 4.8.
And a 4.0. Oh, I guess I did better than I thought.
Yeah, because I gave a 1 for the song. But I gave it a 4 because it is an earworm. So I had to break that up because I had to make the distinction that We Built the City is one of the worst songs. And worse than Uptown Girl.
All right. So I think I have me as 12.6 and you at 12.0.
All right. So you win Song Swap Showdown this week, Amanda. Amanda is the winner of Song Swap Showdown this week.
Oh, that was
so.
This was an episode.
That was an episode. All right. So, with all of our song ratings being in, Amanda, what time is it, Amanda Sharp?
We need some of that magic mind to get through the next session because I am exhausted. But here we go. We are gonna do the Wheel of Show thing.
All right, the Wheel of Show themes. It has been shuffled.
That's a full wheel.
Ugh, I'm telling you, this is a year's worth, and even going into the season of songs, song show ideas, show theme ideas for which we pick songs. So, once again, if you are new to the show, every week we swap 3 songs, but those songs are swapped based on this, the Wheel of Themes. So wherever this wheel lands is next week's theme, and that's where we will be picking our songs. And yes, it is loaded with ideas. And if there are any ideas you would like to contribute to the Wheel of Show themes, well, just DM us, hit us up, or join our Facebook group and post it there, and we will add it. We will add it. Believe me.
Yes,
there's a lot of wacky ideas on here. So, all right. enough dilly-dallying. Here we go. Spinning the Wheel of Themes. What is next week's show theme going to be?
I always get so excited. Okay.
Amanda, what is next week's theme?
Space Odyssey, songs about space, stars, and the universe.
Ooh.
That is really, I'm excited about that because I already have one.
Immediately.
I already have one.
Okay.
You probably already know it, but I'm putting it out anyway. This is fun. Yes. We would have never did this otherwise.
No. And by the way, I already did Stars by Hum in season one. So I know for everybody going, put Stars by up. Oh, it's already been done, everybody. So you can suggest it. That's fine. But it's already been done. So Hum from Stars is not going to be on this playlist. I can tell you that right now.
And Dave coming in with, now you'll finally have to listen to Men Without Hats, 2000 Light Years from Home.
Yes.
Good point.
Good point, Dave.
How
good
timely.
Point. So, yes.
Timely. Okay.
So, next week's theme is Space Odyssey, songs about space, stars, and the universe. That is going to be next week's theme. So, listen, everybody, get your suggestions ready to go. Pop them here. We'll be making posts all over social media as well, because we do choose people's song suggestions. In fact, even my Rick Astley was Tina, who was this week's theme suggestion was from Tina Johnson, and that was one of her song picks. So I used it in my playlist. That was my Audible, my swap out, and you used one of Tony's with We Built the City. So we do use your song suggestions, everybody. So don't feel like we don't look at those. We do.
We do.
We absolutely do. All right. So next week's show, Space Odyssey, songs about space, stars, and the universe. I'm excited for that one.
I know. This is going to be fun.
That's going to be really fun. That's going to be super fun. So, wow. All right, everybody. Well, hey, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Song Swap Showdown. We hope that you enjoyed spending some of your precious little time with us. We do appreciate you. We really do. Thanks for everybody who's hanging out in the chat today. We had Ian, we had Lit Central Owen, Ashley Danielle Feller, Paula, Dave Mattingly, Mark Ronick checking in there. We had my dad checking in. So and everybody else, if you were watching and you didn't comment, totally fine. We just appreciate you hanging out with us. Please make sure you remember to hit that subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube, and smash that little bell so that way you get notified every time we drop episodes of the show, when we go live, when we put up all kinds of content, which we do weekly on the show. And of course, if you're checking us out wherever you get podcasts on the go, just hit the follow button there once again so that way you get notified. And we have been dropping, as I said, these things called quick hits, which are just one song reviews from full episodes of the show. So definitely make sure you follow us wherever you get podcasts so that way you can check some of those out as well. Amanda Sharp, any final words before we wrap it up?
This was fun, and I think I'm leaving this episode without a whole lot ringing in. I think the key to getting rid of an earworm is to play plenty of them.
Yeah.
And we did that on this show, so I think I'm going to be good.
We certainly did. We certainly did. And I am super, super happy we did do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It's been fun.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, we will see you next Monday at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for an all-new live episode of Song Swap Showdown, and definitely make sure you check out the channel because we will be dropping all kinds of stuff throughout the week for sure. I'm going to work it out, Rick Astley. That's coming. That's coming. It's coming, folks. The Rick Astley reel. So, all right, everybody, make sure you also follow all your favorite creators too, right here on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts, because it does. That little action goes a very, very long way. So, sure show does. Your support by just hitting that follow or subscribe button, because it does work. All right, everyone, see ya next week. And Dave's already on fire, by the way. I know.
I love it.
Dave's already like, yeah, fish heads. That's last words of the day. Amanda, fish heads.
Now it's in my head.
Rent free.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, Please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at SongSwap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.